Welcome to Maseches Moed Katan, Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 3, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah continues teaching about things that are prohibited to write on Chol HaMoed, on the intermediary days of Yontif. Says the Mishnah, in Kaisvin Shtar Chai B'Moed, it is prohibited to write loan documents on Chol HaMoed. If let's say the lender does not trust the borrower without giving him a shtar, without giving some kind of documentation, and at the same time, the borrower needs the money for Yantiv, or maybe the person that writes the loan documents, the soifer, the scribe, doesn't have what to eat. The pasha needs money for Yantiv. It's permitted to write these documents on Chol HaMoed. One may not write Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzas, b'Moed, on Chol HaMoed. And it's prohibited to even fix one letter in a Sefer Torah, even if it's the Sefer Torah that was in the Azara, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, even though so many people benefited from him, even though the Kohen Gadol would read from it on Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, it's prohibited to amend it or to fix it on Chol HaMoed, so you don't need it for Yantif. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kosev adam tefillin ha-mezuzos la'atzmai, a person may write tefillin ha-mezuzos for his own personal use, but not for commercial purposes to sell them. A person may spin on his lap techeles, the blue wool, for his tzitzis. That means to say like this, if he wants to spin wool for his tzitzis, then he has to do it in an abnormal fashion where he puts the wool on his lap and he kind of rolls it back and forth and that somehow spins it. But the ordinary spinning mechanism is prohibited on Chol HaMoed. Let's see Mishnah. Hey, Mishnah 5. So just an introduction to the end of the Masechta now. It's going to speak about the laws of Avelus, the laws of mourning, particularly the laws of mourning on Chol HaMoed. Here's a short introduction to this concept. The halacha is that if, let's say, God forbid, a person loses a family member and they're in mourning for that family member, let's say Yantif falls out during the Shiva, the 7 days of mourning, or during the Shloshim, the initial 30 days of mourning, it takes away the Avelus, it takes away the mourning, or the halachas of mourning. And see, because a person who's in mourning, the first 7 days is not allowed to wash himself, not allowed to wash his clothing, can't wear leather shoes, can't work, is prohibited from greeting other people, and is not allowed to study Torah. There's other things as well. So those are the prohibitions of Shiva, the 7 days of mourning. From the 7 days of mourning until 30 days of mourning, the mourning goes down a little bit. He's not allowed to wear new clothing, he shouldn't be wearing freshly starched clothing, can't take a haircut, he's not supposed to participate in a meal with other people, maybe he shouldn't travel on a business trip. Those are called shloshim. And the Gemara says that there are three steps, there are three gradations when it comes to avelus, when it comes to mourning. The first 3 days are the most intense, and those are for crying. Then the 3 to 7 are for speaking about the nifta, the person, the deceased that passed away. And 30 days, which has just some restrictions. We'll see from this that the first 3 days of Avelus, of mourning, are the most intense, as the Mishnah says. Hakoyver es mesai, one who buries his dead, that means an immediate relative. Immediate relatives here means a child, God forbid, a sibling, a parent, or a spouse. So somebody buries them 3 days before Yantiv. So he already had 3 days of mourning before Yantiv. But lahimenu gzeiras shiva. The shiva is over. He doesn't have to conduct himself with shiva after Yantiv. Even though the shiva is over. But the shloshim, the 30-day mourning period, is not over. And after the Yantiv, he still has to add the rest of the amount of days that he has left to the shloshim. Shmona. If somebody buried his dead 8 days before Yantiv, so it comes out he already conducted himself partially in the shloshim, the 30-day mourning period. But shloshim, then the 30-day mourning period, the laws of the 30-day mourning period no longer exist, and he's just considered like he's in the year. Because the rabbi said, Shabbos, oyla. Shabbos counts for one of the days of Shiva. That means if a person has Shiva, the Shabbos is one of the days. And the reason for that is because a person does conduct himself with certain laws of mourning, at least in private. Similarly, Shabbos is also considered one of the days of Shloshim. Veinam Mafsekas, and Shabbos does not stop the Avelus. However, Regalim Mafsekin, the holidays, they stop the Avelus, they stop the mourning once a person started conducting themselves in the morning. and they do not count for the days of Shiva. If let's say a person had not yet conducted himself with Avelus, with mourning before Yantiv, then the halacha is that they have to conclude the Avelus after the Yantiv, after the holiday. Lamais, according to halacha, we say that the halacha is that if a person buries someone and conducts themselves with Shiva even for 1 minute before, or say 1 hour, Mar says before the regular, before Yantiv, then the Shiva goes away. If they didn't conduct themselves in mourning at all, like let's say some God forbid someone has a relative that dies on Yantif or literally a minute or two before Yantif, then they have to wait till after the Yantif and then they have to conduct themselves with Shiva. I don't want to end on a negative note, but Hashem Baruch Hu should give us comfort and Hashem should give us simcha. The laws of Avelis should just be theoretical ones and not practical ones. Wishing you a wonderful Arab Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Shuvah.